Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm hearing all sorts of fun things. Yeah. It's another day on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are joined by two extraordinarily funny gentlemen. We like to call them Rob and Joe.
Yeah.
And let's welcome them now with a nice polite round of applause.
Good morning, fellas.
Thank you.
You know what? Because I've been busy doing technical things this morning, I think we'll dive right into you guys and see how everything's going with the Rob and Joe world. How is everything, fellas?
Things are great. I'm still not engaged, so get that out of the way. And Joe's girlfriend is still 20 years younger than him. So.
21.
21. She's getting younger.
That hasn't changed. 21. The percentage has changed.
Yeah, the percentage has changed.
But it's, the actual number's still
It's still
the same.
Just as creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, actually, Rob Spiewak got a chance. You met her.
Yeah, she's delightful.
Well, yeah, it's how about the delta between her and I? That's pretty wild.
I thought it was nice to meet your daughter.
Nobody.
He would never have a daughter that high. Have you seen him?
My DNA would be in there. So,
gentlemen, what is your show this time around? Because we've heard so many, and Rob's been kind enough to come in and plug it and talk about them.
This is they have two they rotate.
Yeah,
right?
But this is going to be your seventh stage show? Sixth stage show?
No, we've done a lot. You mean total number? We've done a lot more than that.
The group one, the Mystery Theater.
So I think we've done about 13 of them.
13?
Yeah.
Is it the seventh in the D.C. area?
We have three different ones that we've done, and we're writing two more. This one's called The Newly Dead Game.
Valentine's Day.
It's great for Valentine's Day. That's why we're doing this 13th at Amp in Bethesda and the 14th in Annapolis at the Ramset on stage. But it's based on, we've created a fake, you're at a TV taping of a TV show called Clash of the Couples.
Okay.
And it's sort of like a newlywed game style of a TV show. I'm the game show host, Tad Buffington, which is actually a real guy's name. On 98 Rock one day, there was a guy that came in who's some UFO
enthusiast.
And that's his actual name, Tad Buffington.
I was scared he was a disc jockey.
So it's the perfect kind of name for this. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, throughout in the middle of this game show is interrupted with a murder, and then, of course, you have to try to figure out who did it. And Rob is going to be in the Tally Ho Theater, Leesburg,
by his house. That's on February 26th.
Yeah, 26th.
And Carrie and I will actually be participating in the show.
I've completely missed it, and I apologize, fellas. You've done 13 of these? This is like a second job.
No, it is.
That is huge. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, we want it to be the job.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really blowing up. I mean, we're doing gigantic rooms at this point. I mean, we have great rooms. We have, like I said, we have the Ramset in Annapolis. We do Magoobies in Baltimore.
Yes.
We have the DC Improv.
Oh, you killed it at the Improv. That is such a fun room to do it, except for the fact that Justin Schlegel tripped and nearly killed himself.
That's a little stage.
Yeah, there was almost a real death that night.
Man.
But other than that, it went very well. That was a great crowd that night and packed.
It was sold out. We're back there April 14th. We're in the middle of seven straight shows at new venues for us.
Holy shit.
Isn't it nice to be busy?
Wow.
Isn't it nice to be busy? Isn't that great?
We need to be busy. It's been awesome. And this year so far, this month, we have four coming up this month. So
now you have one that I've been in, and that's the one that is the comic roast. What's the name of that
one? Last Laugh.
The Last Laugh. And then there's the Newly Dead Game.
How is Rob's performance in the show?
Rob's
awesome. In the show?
Excellent. I would say that anyway, but he really is good.
Like, you don't have to say, guys, look, Rob's coming. He's gonna put some butts in seats, but we gotta deal with his performance.
No,
you don't
Rob
tell your
puts
friends
no
that.
Butts in seats, and happens to be awesome.
Rob was Rob didn't put any butts in the seats.
No, maybe two.
No, I
Rob
think
was
I
a theater arts. Rob was a theater arts major.
No, broadcasting major, Mike.
Well, weren't you? What you were in high school? Theater arts.
In high school,
You lettered in theater. You got a letter in theater arts.
Yes, I did. I got a nice Madison M for being a thespian. Mike.
The best time about you at the Improv is because Rob plays a heckler, so
yes.
He has to have this booming voice. But Justin, who he's heckling, didn't know where you were seated.
Oh, okay.
So when you started heckling him, it was better because it just came out of nowhere, as opposed to him looking for you and sort of cheating it almost.
It was a sold out night, and they stuck me at a table for two with three other people.
Right,
and it was really crowded. I was wedged in there, but right on the stage, and it's fun because Justin says, "Don't even tell me what you're going to heckle me with. Just come at me."
What's the process for writing this again? I know that you guys tag team this, but.
How about this one? I've got one. If I was in the audience, I'd go, Ted Cruz is a pussy. I'm sorry. It's very much top of mind today.
We are toying with the idea of a election debate parody.
It's the right market mystery. For that.
Oh, yeah. And a good time to write it. Yeah,
we have a guy that does an amazing Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have a guy that does that as well.
Yes.
You know, I'm not happy with my Trump Oscar. I really have to be honest with
Why?
You. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with my Bernie Sanders. I love my Ted Cruz. I'll tell you what, there's nothing about my Donald Trump. Everybody can do this. Hello, Rob. Here you are. The only thing I get about Trump is that I was doing Trump before anybody was doing Trump.
And you found the angle of the stupid talker, too.
The stupid talker, the third grade level, communicating with his audience, and look at him now. But no, I
will stand by my Ted Cruz with anyone.
But anyway, that's the one I like so far. But, you know, I if I was up there, I'd be going to that show. I'd love to
You'd
see
that. We'd be begging you to be in it.
Be in it. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do it before.
While you're talking candidate impressions, Carrie has a favorite. The other day when you did the cavalcade, she thinks that you should continue to do Hillary Clinton, but only when Hillary Clinton needs a lozenge.
Okay.
That's her favorite. All right.
I got whacked.
But anyway, that's
my wife's favorite.
That's it. Here we go. Anyway, it's great to be with Rob and Joe and the Rob and Joe Show. Really, one of our strongest performers on the More Network. We're very happy that a lot of people dig that show, and some of you have made it your number one seed. I've actually read that.
Yeah.
It infuriates me, but it you know, it's reality. There are going to be some people that take to. Well, I can see people taking to Rob. I'm not Joe. I don't.
I am on the
So prickly on every possible level, but we love him too. So.
You have to have a villain. You can't just have heroes. Somebody's got to be the foil. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You're the Darth Vader of the podcast. Right. It's a heritage podcast because you've been doing it for a long time. How long have you guys been doing the podcast?
It's not a heritage podcast. There's no such thing as a heritage podcast. He's a heritage guy. And by the way, you know, in the world of DJ-dom, heritage, this is a heritage. Radio station,
it's out.
A heritage disc jockey. That is such crap.
This is
like such DJ speak. it's like such DJ speak to make it bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're gonna pay you $11,500 a year, but here's the good news: you will be working for a heritage radio station.
Oh,
legendary,
God.
Yeah, exactly.
Legendary HFS. Yeah. Here's your $2.
So, Rob and Joe, let me give you an update. We have been having all sorts of fun with technical issues this week, more so than in the entire 6 years that I've been doing this podcast, and certainly in the time that I've been down here in West South Florida. And just as a matter of fact, during this opening, I was on the phone with my guy from Comcast. So periodically, because we are true trained professionals, I have to get an update on how everything's going on your end. So blisteringly honest, boys, how's it? How am I coming up to you up there? Everything going fine?
Sounds good to
me. Yeah, sounds fine to us.
Right on, Daddy-o.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's my little...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Yeah,
that's,
there have been a couple hiccups while we've been talking, if we're being fully honest.
Yeah, but they're nothing we can't correct.
Well, see, now wait a minute. Now, the issue I have. I said blisteringly honest,
yes.
And then you said fine, and then you said a couple of hiccups. So
I'm telling you the truth.
There has been one hiccup that I wrote down that we'll correct in post. It's nothing that will affect the show in any way.
Yes.
Stop it! You hateful jerk. Not
hey,
my
Rob?
Favorite. Yes.
Start the show, you humpo.
Sure.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Frank, it's good to see you.
I just was hanging around in the hall, and they said Frank Sinatra's here, and I've never met him, you know. Marco Mangananzo was hurt. Ooh.
Marco Mangananzo?
Fambino Bombazzo. Two bullets in the head Thursday. Excuse us, Johnny, you're from the Midwest, you're busy going, is the truck loaded? Guido says hi. He hasn't had a chance to talk to you. And from Jersey City, your good friend, Bubani Umbazzo. He started his car with your album on, and now he's a highway. But I tell you, I'm a Jew and you're an Italian. And here we have what? And this is a great Irishman. This is America.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I just want to say, before we go any further, for 14 years, Johnny Carson kept saying, do you really know Frank? And I want you to know, Frank, I worship you and I love you. I really mean this, because since I'm a kid, I used to blow in girls' ears and hear you go, la da da dee, and do it my way. I need a girl so bad. I love my wife, but she's ill.
Listen, can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? You may have known or heard about this. It was a true story. I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor, will you? He said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl. I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I was just about finished. I was down to the espresso. And finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
Singing this song this week.
That's life.
That's right, baby. Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our sponsor today, brand new one. Turn that music down for just a second. I want you to hear something brought to you by... Do you hear that, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen?
Ooh.
Do you hear that? Brought to you by Ring. That's the sound of visitors. Or maybe a package. So turn the music completely off, Mr. Spiewak. Thank
right.
you. Or maybe a package delivery. Or maybe the sound of someone trying to rob you blind. 95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell just to see if somebody's home. This is a product that is so much fun. The Ring Video Doorbell. You can see and you can talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world. The best moment I had with my Ring doorbell was the other day where, speaking of my Comcast guy, I had gone off to another part of our neighborhood to talk to the guy, and I'm out by his truck, and I hear my Ring doorbell on my smartphone go off, and I'm 2 minutes away. And the guy had something he needed me to sign for, and I said, I'm 2 minutes away. Can you hang? He said, yeah, no problem. And it was the coolest thing in the world.
Wow.
It is what you can do with the Ring doorbell. Even if somebody doesn't ring your doorbell, Ring's motion detection alerts you. If somebody's skulking around the front door, you can see it. It's like caller ID for your front door. The Ring doorbell, the video doorbell, lets you talk to delivery people, just like I told you. Keep an eye on your package if someone messes with it. You get an instant alert. Oh, and here's the other thing. You get an HD video of the whole thing. It records it. So if I miss somebody that's at my front door and I've got my phone in my pocket, if I'm at a movie, I can play it back and you actually see who's at your door. You can see the people that have dropped by. It's truly amazing. Installation. You boys know how good I am at installation, right?
The best.
I am not. I am an
you're
idiot.
Not good.
And when it comes to the Ring, you're the best. We've had a week. I swear to God, we have to go reverse brainwashing here. Put your mind at ease and protect your home with the Ring Video Doorbell. It's named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring Video Doorbell, you're always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. Very, very cool device.
So cool.
And I can actually almost see it from my vantage point here. It's really, really neat. And the fact that it records people is cool, too. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show with Rob and Joe. And I got to get this off my chest.
Please.
It's a new day in America, people. It is a new day in America. Congratulations. You did it. He won. He won big time.
Who, Bernie?
And I'm talking of, no, you know who I'm talking about.
The other guy.
I mean, did anyone 3 months ago really believe that this was going to be anything but... There was talk about it being a joke. There was talk about Donald Trump being somebody who was actually not going to do it. Go ahead, Oscar.
I think I went on record and I said there's no way Bernie's going to do anything with this election, and I said there's no way Trump makes it to a debate. And
absolutely
I was wrong
stunning.
On both.
Yep.
How pissed off are the American people? I believe this showed. Nobody wants anybody connected with anything
they
to
hate
do.
Washington,
you know?
D.C.
Although,
politics.
You know, Bernie Sanders is connected, but he's such an outlier.
He's different.
Yeah, he's such an outlier. But they both won super big last night. My favorite thing to watch is Marco Rubio. It just cracks me up because he is like the petulant little kid today. And I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. But I'm stunned that it played out the way it did. And, you know, Donald Trump, who nobody expected to do anything, is now, getting questions about how statesman like he should
be. And the polls
it's
were right.
Funny.
The polls were right this time.
Yes. They weren't right in Iowa. They were right.
Yes.
The polls, the only thing they weren't right about was didn't he do a little better than the polls?
No, I'm talking on both sides. They both did better.
Yeah,
and then, I think, go ahead, Rob.
And then John Kasich out of nowhere.
They said he was coming on at the end, and let me just say one thing about him. I like the guy. I like the fact that I don't even know who he is.
His haircut, man.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Go ahead. What are you going to say about his haircut?
I was going to say he always looks like he's rolled out of bed and he used Brill Cream yesterday.
Have you seen older pictures of him?
I've not. Should I?
This man has been follically challenged. Not like Trump. He's not a bald guy.
Right.
I'm talking about this man appears to have not had a decent relationship with a barber for 45 years.
Yeah.
Now, I'm speaking about... This is near and dear to my heart right now because I went to a place that was some sort of, I think it was called Headquarters, where they've got like the sports on TV.
Clever.
And everybody's in the
here's
referee
your head
jerseys
coach for your hair.
And here's look, this is for me. I don't have as much hair as I used to. I like a good haircut as much as the next guy. I've gotten the she salons. I've gotten the barber shop. And you know what? In Manassas, I have my lady Judy, who cut my hair for a long time and did a fine job. This is what you should be aware of if you are a man going into a barber shop and you ask this, and they ask you this question. Do you want me to use scissors or shears? When you hear that question,
yes,
run from the chair. Jump out of the chair, get into your effing car, and run. Because I said, usually I've had it with a little bit of both. Well, you know what that told Fatty McAnus Eyes? You know what that told her to do?
What?
It told her to take the shears out with one hand, free hand, and lazily destroy my hair. I have more crew shellac on my dome right now that I have had in my life. This woman, this is simply, in all of my 56 years on the planet, this is the worst haircut. And you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to come into the studio without putting the shellac on it.
Oh, good.
And I'm not going to put the headphones on, and I'm going to let you see what she has done to my
the
head.
High and
to
the tight. Point,
when you
it's
say
ridiculous.
Shears.
Not even, calling it a high and tight would be a compliment, Oscar.
When you say shears, you mean clippers, right? The electric
shears,
clippers?
Yeah.
The
That's
clippers,
how they try to confuse
the
you.
The clippers.
Like, oh.
Because
shears sound
means,
fancy.
Yeah, that
because
means like fancy
they
scissors, right?
Then this is just my opinion. They don't want to use scissors because that takes more time and more effort, so they don't want to use their scissors. They want to go, nying, nying, nying. And when they get the 13-year-olds in their chairs, which they're used to dealing with, I walked out of there and I said, here's my problem. I cannot immediately, I think it's just too bitchy-like to rave out about a haircut when you're in the
Yeah, what are you going to do,
chair.
Grow it back?
Yeah, it's not like they, a lady's haircut, they mess up the color, they can go back 15 times, get it fixed. Men, you're done.
No.
You made the commitment, they screwed it up, you just don't go back. That's how you pay them back. But I was more tempted this time when I woke up the next morning, put the blow dryer in my hair, and I looked and I said, oh my God, what did they do to me? Oh my God.
Did you
think it was okay when you left that day?
Yeah. Yeah, because they shellac it.
Okay.
So they put the goo on it, and they make it look. Maybe she didn't. You know, she lazily did that, too. You know,
how much
ridiculous.
Does a haircut cost at headquarters?
Headquarters.
I think it was $19.
Oh. Change back
that's
on
expensive
a 20.
For
that's
Florida.
That's a lot
that
of
is
money.
Expensive. Yeah. Well, it's expensive compared to a barbershop because they've got the little bells and whistles, and they do that. So
if you knew it would be perfect every time, what would you pay?
If I knew it would be perfect, I'd pay... You ready for this? I would. I'm going to be diva-esque here. I'd pay $40. I'd pay $40 wow. for a great haircut every month.
It's just too much.
Mike, you used to be one of your favorite things when the show would travel. You would love to get your haircut when we were out of town. I remember this.
I'm definitely I'm not somebody who is monogamous when it comes to haircutters. I don't believe
in it.
Oh,
you don't find one and stick with her?
Yeah, it's risky.
Well, I had my guy down here, the old man.
Raphael?
No, what the hell was his name?
Diego.
Joe.
Pedro.
It was Joe. I think his name was Joe.
Menho.
Richard. His name was I went to a barber shop. That was the guy I had.
Sorry.
I went to a barber shop, and the guy, it's like the third time I've gotten a barber, and it's like listening to the angriest viewer of Fox News. And I can't stand it.
Well, you got to know that a barber has a lot of downtime throughout the day. I mean, Saturdays are red hot.
Chit-chatting.
But did they have a TV in there? I bet they had an old tube TV.
They had a TV, but it was way over in the corner, so he didn't get this. This is when he went home, and he was giving me the whole thing. You know, it's
what's
just like,
the most you've ever paid for a haircut? I have one. Blew my mind.
Probably in that $40 range.
Ever.
Probably, yeah.
Even in a hotel?
No,
in Beverly
probably
Hills?
Probably upwards of like $80 if I was in a hotel.
The
probably.
When we went to CES,
I made
the mistake of getting a haircut in Las Vegas.
That's a good thing to do.
And they're like, oh, we do men's haircuts downstairs. And I said,
You went to see the band Yes?
No. Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Yes.
No.
Okay,
no. Yes. CES.
You say Yes a lot.
CES.
Oh, CES.
Yes.
Okay. You
a consumer electronics show.
I've been there.
You went to CVS.
So I went to CVS.
I was there
Vegas.
With you at the consumer electronics show.
Yes, you were. And I said, that's why we went to CES. That's what I said.
Oh. We used to work at CBS.
Yes, when we worked at CBS.
Right.
At horrible. The Venetian, I went downstairs and I got a men's haircut. But I didn't want to stop in my tracks because the girl was too hot and I'm an idiot to say, how much does this cost?
$800.
And I was done with the, I want to say 10-minute haircut.
Sure.
2 seconds. I was like, oh, this looks horrible. And then she says, here's your bill. We can bill it to your room. I said, bill it to the room. I don't want to see this right now. Okay. When the bill finally came at the end of the 2 weeks we were in Las Vegas,
right.
It was $95.
Oh, that's the Venetian,
F
baby.
That.
Now, did you tip
that's
then?
That's the Venetian.
It's automatic. Put 20% on. I guess that's what they
now,
do there.
Rob Mayer has a story where he was in the middle of a haircut, and the lady cutting his hair started making very racist remarks. And he got scared.
What the hell?
No, it was around the holidays. So we're just having your typical, what are you doing for Christmas chit chat, and I have family in Columbus, Ohio, and I mentioned that I
did
usually
she,
go there.
Have any idea that you were Kahlua and Cream guy?
She
yourself,
did not.
All right,
and
all right.
I don't think it would have stopped her. and she goes, I have family in Columbus as well, and we start talking about Columbus. She goes, you know what I don't like about Columbus? I go, what's that? She goes, there's so many black people there.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what am I? But I can't get mad at her because she has scissors. She's cutting my hair.
Now, hold on. So, see, I instantaneously think when you say racist that it's going to be a white person making disparaging comments about black people. Was she being sarcastic or was she black and talking about the fact that there were black people there?
She was white, and she didn't like that there was a lot of black people in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, she didn't like
it's full of them, Mike.
There's too many.
Wow.
And I couldn't disagree with her because she's cutting my hair. So I just said, you know what? You're absolutely right. Sideburns right there.
Oh, my God.
I think that's got to be tough. That is the worst.
Could it no good. Secretly be an angry profession? You know the little place in Manassas I used to go to?
Yeah.
The guy to my left that runs the joint, the bald guy, I mean, constant laughter and chit-chat, and Judy was sweet. But then I've come down here, and you remember I had the Fox people that were talking politics where I didn't go back to that one. Then I got this guy that's talking about, you know, let me tell you about Islam. There's nothing peaceful about Islam. He's like, let me tell you about Islam. Islam's not a peaceful. And, you know, look, we're going to wake up one day and, you know, they're going to be cutting our heads off in the clowns. And it's like, I'm like, oh, God, please just finish my haircut.
You should get a button that said, says, I hate politics. And they'll talk about something else. That's it. Just walk in.
If you I have, you know, I've gone away from it so much now, and I love it. In my inner Irishman, and even on this show, is a man who is desperate to talk politics when he's not on his show. Because I know, I read the Prime Directive. I read the memos, and, you know, people are sick of hearing about it on you know, different media outlets. They truly are. It shows like this. Our directive is to entertain. So when I get out of here, though, I want to have my outlet, and I want to talk to my friends. Sure. And I don't do it there because it's too divisive. No one's getting, and it sucks.
Mike,
so I'm a
what if we did a special 10-part series?
Like Serial?
No, like the OJ, the People versus OJ Simpson.
Okay, very good.
That we just have, just for this election cycle, you have a separate show where you wonk out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? And I get guests, and I do that.
Yeah, and you take care of all of that, and then we put it up on the site, so when people want to get their fix, they can come to you, and you can get your fix, but it's a separate 10-part series.
Do I have to be fair and balanced?
No. You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, your show. But then you get your fill.
I'll need a co-host.
Pony.
No, you have to do that. No, I don't need a. I don't want to bloviate. I don't want to be like Sean Hannity,
I'm just saying creatively, if you're not getting what you need down there, you can get it here, and you can get it in your own with your own voice. All right, but it can be separate.
Half an hour program.
Yes.
10 episodes leading up to the election.
That works.
Let's name it. Let's put a name on it. I like the idea.
Your barber could be your co-host.
Oh, my God. Get your barber.
With Richard the Angry Barber.
Yes. You
know, Richard the Angry Barber.
How about this?
You know what?
Left of center. With Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but that would be if it was just me. Now, what if if I do bring in somebody who's from the other team?
Mike, we can't produce it for you as well. We can just give you the idea.
Well, I can produce it. Yes. I'm not. Who do you think you're talking to, you bastard? I can do that.
He's a heritage.
No, he's doing. Don't do.
Oh my God,
don't
he's
do
a
the,
heritage.
Don't
job.
Do the lazy. Hey, listen. Save your lazy river for all the other guys that are in that studio. Okay. The fact is, yours truly, I am capable of. I can do it right now. Goodbye, everybody. So long. See you. Yeah, leave the studio. I'm going to do 4 hours right now. Thank you. But no.
So, what did you have, like a golf buddy? What about your radio friend down there, the sports guy? Is he into politics?
No. Here's the thing. I want it to be something that is listened to. Mm-hmm. And if it's just me, I know the reality. I know the reality of Air America. And I know the reality of MSNBC compared to the Bill
O'Reilly.
You know, Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly have different. So there has to be that balance there. But at the same time, I don't want it to be a wonk fest.
Mm. What about Feel the Burn?
Ooh.
With Michael.
But I'm not an exclusive Bernie guy.
Oh, I thought you were.
I donated to his campaign, but I haven't made my mind up yet. I'm not sure who I'm going to support. I could support Bernie. I could support Hillary. I could support John Kasich.
Ooh. Whoa.
Pissed off
I could support Michael Bloomberg.
Mm.
Even though, by the way, John Kasich and I disagree on many, 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 many issues. I'm not happy, like a lot of people in this country, with the choices that are out there. I know it's much easier for me to tell you who I worry about than it is for me to tell you who I think will make a great president.
Well, and where you live right now, is it Southwest or West South?
Western
Southwest
Florida.
Florida.
Yes.
Southwest Florida.
Southwest politics with Mike O'Mara.
And you know, actually,
they'll think Florida with that.
I think.
Do you know what the biggest issue is in Southwest
Big
Florida?
Sugar.
Would you like to hear that? You know, we have had 10 times. No, it's not Big Sugar, but they're in there somewhere. The biggest issue in Southwest Florida is that we have received, in the month of January and into February, 10 times more rain than they get in the month of January. They have this giant lake, and you can actually see it when you fly into Southwest Florida, called Lake Okeechobee, on the banks of Lake Okeechobee. It's this massive, massive lake, and they got so much rain that they have begun to release the water from the lake into the Caloosahatchee River, and the Caloosahatchee River is taking all this brown poo water and sending it out into the Gulf of Mexico, and people are going out of their minds.
Tributaries
it's destroying,
with Mike O'Mara.
It's destroying the ecosystem down here. So
you know,
I'm pretty up on the local.
The name of the show, I think, actually Rob had in passing, and we glossed over it. How about this? Mike O'Mara's Heritage Political Talk Show.
Heritage Politics with Mike O'Mara.
I think it would be excellent, yeah.
You know, I think that there's two things that have to happen. I have to get a co-host, and I have to bring in somebody who is you know, maybe a little right of center.
Andrew,
like I'm a little left of
Andrew?
Center.
Andrew? Langer?
You know what? That's a great idea. So would taking my testicles and putting them on a Weber grill. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara.
Hey, we're hanging out today with Justin Schlegel.
Yeah, you might know him as the man who replaced Mickey Coachella on the morning show on 98 Rock.
So listen in 2 years for the new More Network program, It's Justin, twice yearly. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Made a couple of phone calls to some loyal supporters of the Mike O'Meara Show who bought
Mike,
their flowers for their special
awesome.
Somebody. Listen up, Procrastination Nation. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. That's only 4 days away?
4 days, Mike. 4 days.
4 days away. Are you tired of guessing wrong for her every Valentine's Day? Luckily, the Valentine's Pros at ProFlowers.com take the guesswork out of the Valentine's Day equation, people. So you know you'll get it right this year. How about this? 2 dozen. How about this? 2 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for only $29.99. Now, listen, if you buy your Pro Flowers and you use the Mike O'Meara code TMOS, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I told you this. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, not the lady. I'm going to call you, the dude,
the purchaser.
And say, happy Valentine's Day. The purchaser gets a call from me. That's right. If it's a lady, I don't want to be sexist. I'll call you, too. I had a couple of phone calls last night and got some slots open for that. So please, when you hear my voice, I will call the first 10 people that order Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries. I'm going to give them a call. That's what I'm going to do. You can't beat Pro Flowers. It's quick. It's easy. Delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Plus, Pro Flowers will last 7 days or your money back. Surprise her at the office. She'll love that,
yes.
Too. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS again. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. And I look forward to talking to you. Had a nice conversation. You know what? What's great is when you make those kind of phone calls, our listeners that get it, well,
yes.
They do that because they get it. But they also know, I forgot the name of the guy that I called, the two guys. The one guy, he sent me a nice little message, but didn't include the phone number that I got it early this morning. I'll be calling him after the show. The other guy's like, hi, Mike. I know you're busy. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Love the show. Supporting it. Thanks. Bye. That's it.
Awesome.
That's totally cool.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Totally cool.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a shout out.
Hey, Pony, do you mind finding out if the building's on fire or something's going on?
Yeah, do you have an alarm? I don't hear it back
No, you're fine. It's just unsettling that it's been, I would say, 20 minutes of this. And 32 minutes, and we just haven't seen flames or smoke, and I want to figure out what's going
on. Didn't we one time have a building evacuation that no one told us about?
Yes, yeah. No one did tell us about
that.
Well, you guys, isn't that isolated. Building technically, well, I guess any building. You can die in any building.
That's right.
But, you know, isn't it small enough where you probably could make a getaway? You know,
I'm thinking that this building probably has safety violations that might have been grandfathered in.
Yeah, Mike, there's a fire escape. But if you've ever been on that fire escape, no one's escaping.
No.
Especially not Rob.
No,
that's
no.
Where you die. Yeah, the bolts, the slowly pulling out bolts as the bolts come out of the concrete and the mortar.
I stepped on that thing and I heard just that, and yeah. It was just me and the cable guy. I said, I'm going to get off this. He goes, you probably should.
It's a fire escape built for one.
We are here with Rob and Joe from the Rob and Joe Show, and let's talk Coachella. Okay, Robin.
Oh boy!
Oh, they lit up. Coachella Festival. Yeah.
They lit up.
Joe's got a connection to 98 Rock, and Rob, you roll up there periodically.
Yes.
Joe, how are all my good friends up there at 98 Rock? How is it? You know, they've had a little upheaval there, right? My our old friend, the program director Dave Hill, no longer employed by Hearst Broadcasting. I'm curious, in a land long ago, far far away, when I got laid off. From CBS Radio down here in D.C. And one of the first things I did while I was waiting to get another radio gig was I was invited to come up to 98 Rock. And they treated me, Mickey and Amelia and Justin, their producer, and Spiegel. They treated me far better than any other radio station in D.C., probably because we competed down here and we didn't up there. And so after Mickey had his little meltdown and decided he was going to leave radio, I reached out, and especially Oscar reached out. Oscar practically lived up there for a while, building a studio. And Mickey joined the More Network to do a little podcast, and then he became a ghost. He showed up at our studio in Manassas a couple of times with a vape cigarette, and then he was gone.
It was a solid run, and then it just became no run.
Yeah.
He took some time off,
would come back on, and really, Mickey, as far as I'm concerned, is still a friend of the show. I just can't get in touch with him. I don't know what's going on.
I absolutely consider Mickey still a friend of the show. There's never been
Have you seen bad words?
Text him right now.
Yeah.
What's going on with Mickey?
Tell him that Oscar would like to connect with him when he has a chance.
Does he still have the restaurant? Is the restaurant still happening?
Restaurant is closed.
Oh. You know what? Don't text him. Never mind.
Vape shop, not involved.
Why don't you want to text him?
Because if he's got that going on, I don't want to get involved with that. Hey,
can I get a failing restaurant? Can I get the mics?
Well, your restaurant failed.
Failed restaurant, not failing.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
Hey, man.
Are they closed for good up there? Is that it?
I mean, they haven't been open. They were open for a month. They've been closed for, I think, four. So I'm...
Hey, man, I heard your restaurant's been closed for 4 months, but you're still paying that heavy lease. But can I get those mics back? No, I'm not doing that. Not right now in my life.
I think there was some sort of liquor license issue.
Yeah, also.
I think that's important.
Well, he had never run a restaurant before, and he had scribbled some stuff down on a bar napkin. He figured he had it all figured out.
Right.
That wasn't the case. There are laws that, you know, kind of surround these types of
businesses. Does he still have his vape stores?
No, he's not involved in that either. That's another story for him to tell. Now, do you know he's doing nights on 98 Rock?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I listen to him sometimes.
Is he doing full-time nights on 98 Rock?
So the answer is yes, but it's a weird format where I guess I'm allowed to tell this. He basically sends in all of his breaks, you know, so he doesn't really go into the studio.
It's voice-tracked.
Yeah. Yes. And he tells it's a different style show than he had done before, where he tells some sort of, it sounds like a joke that might've been told, say, in the 1930s. And then he does that. And then they play, you know, Def Leppard.
Wow.
So it's voice tracked. So it's a gig for him that's voice tracked.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of that, is he okay personally? I mean, this is a lot to come back
from. You just did a gig with him, didn't you?
When did I do a gig with Mickey?
You
didn't.
Now, you got my old radio partner, Kirk McEwen,
Kirk's
up there,
an afternoon.
Too, right?
Yeah. I mean, Kirk's doing afternoons, afternoon drive. Yeah, I mean, it's like a time machine over there. You know what I mean? They just went and found everybody who was still alive. Lopez was not available, but everybody else,
they just put him on there.
But I actually think, and obviously I'm involved with it, but I think the morning show is excellent. And I think Justin Schlegel is probably the funniest person alive. But
Justin's the former producer for Mickey.
No, that's Scott.
Scott Reardon, who's the...
Oh, Scott, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Justin was doing nights beforehand.
Okay. And he also stars in their murder mystery.
Yes, he's our murder mystery.
Anyway,
he's hilarious. Let's get him on the show. Let's get him down here.
He's a big fan.
He'd flip to come join us. He loves the show. Love to have him on.
Love to have him on the show. So, yeah, I mean, radio, the world of radio is very interesting. And I'm always a big fan when people... circle back and get to the station they used to work at. So I'm happy for Mickey, and I'm happy for Kirk that he's on in the afternoon down there. And, you know, I think there's a myth out there that people that do what we do, that they grow on trees and you can just plug one in. It doesn't always work that way. That's why.
Especially these days.
One of the things I read constantly is, you know, whether it's about Jack or, you know, whether it's about Kirk or whether it's about Mickey or, you know, the bottom line, getting the old guys to come back. Well, I got news for you guys. The old guys have done it. They're pros. They know what they're doing, and that's why they get the gig, and that's why they come back, because they can do that. And there is there's a work ethic there where they come back and they want to do the job. And I'm happy anytime that happens. I don't care what the circumstances are. It's a terrible, terrible business.
I have to tell you that.
It is a terrifyingly terrible business. It's gotten worse. And so I tip my hat to the guys that are, you know, not doing what I'm doing, that are still in the trenches making radio. And the only thing about Mickey is that would have been nice to get a phone call. That's all. I just wanted to say that.
I will say this about Mickey. I mean, you know, his intentions are always really good. I mean, when he tells you he's going to do a podcast on this network, he has every intention of that. But then the next day comes and then he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
But when he tells you originally, he He wants to do what he says he's going to do. He just doesn't do that.
Well, you know, I I'm fine with that. You know, I hope Mickey's fine with the retrieval of certain pieces of equipment. That would be really, if you bump into him, you know, in the hallways up there, you know, on Television Hill, you might want to you know, mention the fact that we want our stuff back.
Make me a list. We need it.
Thank you. Yes. Will you get that to Joe on the way out the door? Can
yes.
you do that,
yes.
Oscar? Thank you. That'd be easy. Take you, what, 5 minutes to jot down that?
2 seconds. Stuff
for. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. Yes, it was trivia night in Cocoonville, and I may have made a scene.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, I'm not popular down here anyway. I didn't do anything to help my cause. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I've been thinking, when did shaving get so incredibly expensive? I think it was one of those gradual things where you would roll into the drugstore and you would see the price of blades and you'd kind of go, that's a little high. Mm-hmm. And then it just has gotten completely out of hand because I don't think anybody was thinking about counter-programming, all right? Then I discovered Harry's, ladies and gentlemen. I discovered the best shave of my life, and I discovered the amazing quality and value that only Harry's can provide. I love shaving with Harry's. I love their shave gel that I used this morning with my incredible copper-handled razor.
Pretty.
It's fantastic. Harry's is the best. You'll discover German-engineered five-blade cartridges. That means no cuts and no burn. The quality 100% guaranteed with a full refund if you're not happy. Their customer service is second to none, and factory direct prices mean no middleman. Blades sell at half the price of leading brands. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. $15 gets you a razor, the best shaving cream in the world, and 3 razor blades. Harry's prices are already really low, but I've got a special offer for you. When you enter our promo code TMOS at checkout and shave $5 off your first order. That's it. Enter the code TMOS, shave $5 off the order. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code TMOS at checkout, HARRYS.com, and the code TMOS at checkout. Yes, Oscar, I didn't even tell you this morning because we didn't get a chance to talk, but we had just sat down to Trivia Night in Cocoonville, mm-hmm. and I was there with two couples, the McFiggins, and our friends Joe and Joanne from our neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we were sitting down, and the very first thing that, I'll refer to him as Super Nerd, very first thing, the guy, the hump that was running this trivia game, the very first thing he says is, no cell phones, and I'm like, let me see if I can do the impression a little better.
Okay.
No cell phones.
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to get started now. And just a reminder, there are no cell phones. And please don't shout out the answers, because that will give the answers to the other tables.
Now, with the nerd voice, I said to myself, yeah, no problem. It might be a fun sure. evening. Might be okay. And the way this worked was it's a sea of white hair.
Sure.
In a little ballroom area in the corner of the Cocoonville Clubhouse. And there's a guy up on this little stage. And picture the kind of room you'd go to a wedding in, okay?
Okay.
He's up there with his lovely wife.
And, so they work together.
They work together. A lot of that. There's a lot of the he said, she said down here. And I've had about probably two and a half Michelob Ultras. Yeah. And I'm ready to go. I just have enough of the edge off where it's going to be fine. And then the game starts. And as the game starts, I get... And Carla looks over at me and goes, who's that? I said, it's Oscar. And when Oscar calls me, I usually answer very promptly.
Sure.
And then I texted Oscar that, you know, we're playing a game. And Oscar said... So Oscar... let me read the exchange to you, because Oscar...
I'm so disappointed you didn't text me last night. I watched Jeopardy last night.
I couldn't. It was illegal. I would have been busted.
I was so ready for it. I had my phone in my hand, ready to take you right to victory. I was ready to go. And right. We've got to figure out a better system.
I'm so used to talking to Mike on Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
So I just basically, I called him just to catch up. And I realized as soon as I called that, wait, tonight's bingo night.
Yeah, tonight's so, bingo.
So Oscar realizes that between the time he calls and I don't respond. I think Oscar knows when I don't respond, something's out, going down. So Oscar writes, nothing important, forgot about bingo. Have fun. I write back to him. So suddenly I'm in my phone now and they're looking like I'm cheating. And I wrote, trivia, you hump. Everybody just looked at me like I was cheating. Then Oscar writes back, bah ha ha ha, fun. So it wasn't bingo. It was a trivia night, and I've never done this before. Now, we've played hundreds of trivia-based games on the Mike O'Mara Show over the years. We've done that, and Rob usually runs it. Well, Rob's name was invoked by Carla and me probably five different times. I think I had said, call Rob, get him down here. Let's do this right now. Because, Rob, this was a game where they ask the questions and you have, like, a notepad with 10 lines where you fill out your answers. And then at the end of the round, you turn them in and then it gets graded and they tally up your points.
So, effectively, what they've done is they've taken what is, in essence, a boring contest and taken all excitement out of it. Because there's no urgency anymore.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And then the trivia questions began, and the
trivia questions were horrible. Does one spring to mind?
One of the rounds was this happened in what year. If you're within 1 year of the year, you get a point.
Oh my god,
you get 2 points. And it's like, and it's like this with the, and here's how we're going to do it right now. And then he moved on to what I call the SAT round.
Yes.
And it was a series of letters in sequence and then a question mark where you had to pop in the letter in the proper sequence.
Oh, my
and
God. Let me tell you, like, not trivia at all.
Yeah, that's math.
Like SAT crap.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Math. Garbage. And him and his fat wife and his fat ass that didn't get out of the chair for the whole goddamn trivia thing. And I'm just getting more and more. And then there was the team that was up at the front that had almost a perfect score. And every time you'd see this one guy with his fists up in the air.
Sure.
And I know it's Cocoonville. I know it means nothing. I don't believe there was any kind of prize at the end. But I have issues with over-competitiveness.
I believe this may have been predicted when you said that you were going to Trivia Night, that this could be an issue.
Yeah, and so there was one, we got to the musical category. And
I bet you killed it.
Well, no, you would kill in it. I don't kill in it. I'm not a musicologist like you are. But I did note they had a Frampton.
Okay.
They had a Platters that I did not know. Smoke gets in your eyes. They had
Platters?
That.
You're
they had
not
the Platters.
That old at that
well,
community.
I'm not that old. But a musicologist might know that the Platters sing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Right.
And then they have Peter Frampton and another super oldie and then another song. And I got the Rascals Good Lovin'.
Okay. Oh,
and the whole table like that. And it was horrible. It was horrible, and we began to lose.
As a community, you pay these people to come in.
That's right. It's all built in.
This is our musical category. Please write down the artist and the title of the song, all right? Honey, pass me the chips.
Do you have buzzers, or do you raise your hand?
No, you write it down.
There are no bells. There are no whistles. There's no electronics. There's just sitting down, writing there, and they weren't getting booze out to me fast enough.
Oh, no.
I didn't complain about that, because if you complain about that down, you know, you basically put a big neon sign on top of your head that goes, alcoholic, alcoholic, alcoholic.
And no one needs that sign.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I guess that because of my competitive nature, slowly I watched the entire table drift away from me a little bit, you know, where I just was too intense.
Things got tense.
Okay, you've got couple A, that's you guys. Couple B, which was is it the McFiggins?
McFiggins,
and
yes.
Then
very
Joe,
smart people.
And then Joe and Joanna.
Smart people, too. Everybody, we were a team effort, and at one point, he lists the order of the points.
Yes.
And this is when I was over it, and I said, I'm done. Any self-respecting quiz master that does this ought to be run out of town on a rail. He says, now coming in at first with 26 points, the Fab Five, and they all go yay with their fists up in the air, and that's great. And
so, clever name.
Then we have the Silverados. That's what we were, the Silverados.
Why the Silverados?
And I don't get into that. Anyway, Silverados. Okay, curious George. Just put it away. But anyway, so I said with 15 points, the Silverados, and I say we're second, and I go yeah, like that, and so. Next, at 18 points, he didn't put him in the right order. The dick.
It's so bad.
That was it.
So there was no production element to it at all.
It added to the worst month.
Hired this guy to do this?
Yeah.
Man.
I would have been better sitting there watching the primary results and, you know, drinking hard liquor as opposed to, you know, my outside liquor, which was that. And then I got home and I got to see Orange Hair accept his, you know, landslide victory. What a great night. February sucks. February just sucks as far as
I'm
concerned.
Well, you've always said it. As soon as the Super Bowl is over, America goes into a funk.
Yes. Not this year, though. Politics. We already have South Carolina coming up. People are going to go crazy.
But it's
we have Mike's 10-part series.
Yes. That's right.
We haven't named it yet.
I haven't named it yet.
Mike's Bikes.
No. Silverado.
You know, it's all going to be fine tomorrow night because Jerky's coming to town.
Jerky?
Officer Jerky.
Oh,
Officer
yes.
Jerky, yes, is coming into town, probably with a too loud motorcycle, and he'll frighten the people of Cocoonville. And
too bad he wasn't at trivia.
Yeah, and so,
Mike, is he on his way to Key West?
I don't know. I think he's going north.
He's going north to Tampa.
He's going out to Tampa, yeah. And I want to make it real clear to him that we've got him here for Thursday, but I want him out early in the morning on Friday. We've got a show to do. And he's bringing...
That show's going to be fun for you guys.
Yeah.
He's bringing... What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, Mike, you might be sleepy on Friday.
I'm usually jolly. You know what? He might be keyed up.
Well, here's the thing. It's been a long time because of geography. Florida Keys.
What is that? Like a cocaine reference?
No.
What are you talking about?
Mike's all hopped up on blow.
Yeah. I'm going to do lines of snow before I do the show.
Snow!
Yeah, that's
snorting
right.
Snorting that Silverado strand.
Strain of cocaine.
I'm doing the Silverado candy before I do the show.
I can't show people I'm hungover.
But here's the thing, because of geography and changes in the way you do the show, it's been a long time since we've done a program following an evening with Jerky.
Yes, and that's the wild card.
That is a wild card. That's the intangible.
Well, I don't handle it the way I normally handle it.
Sometimes it's just like getting on a bicycle.
Yeah.
You know what? I get nervous about the prospect of him coming down here because it's a different time for me. It's a different world. And things were different. I don't go till 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. I don't do it.
When we had the listener meetup, you went pretty long.
Well, it was, you know how I did after that. Do you remember how we all did after that when we crawled into the studio and we could barely function?
It was
great. Don't want to do that again.
It was fantastic.
So much fun.
The only thing I remember about the listener meetup was one of the listeners saying they saw me walk out into Wisconsin Avenue and almost get hit by a car.
Yeah. Yes, but
that's what I remember.
But here's the key to that. It was almost got hit. You avoided it, and you came back with a cigarette. So mission accomplished.
Hey, Rob and Joe, you want to host the show on Friday?
Absolutely.
You're going to have a great time with Jerky.
I know you're excited to see Officer Jerky and to get him on the road. Any chance he could panel for just the vignette on Friday? Be nice to have him in.
We'll see.
Because he and I have a magical dynamic.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I should talk about this. I think he's suspended.
He is. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's put that on his Facebook page.
Yeah, they were trumped up charges, though.
Do you know anything about this?
Oh, I just know Jerky. He's been in the business for this long. There's no reason. There's a lot of politics.
But it's on his Facebook page, right? So I'm not speaking out of school.
He's like on day six. He says day six suspension.
Oh. Yeah, and he's like doing stuff like tearing up his floor and putting down a new floor.
Or getting hammered with hot chicks.
Yeah, that's the wild card here. Yeah. Apparently, he's bringing a lady friend down.
Oh!
This sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. Speaking of lady friends, we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure that I get this on here. I want to get an update on our friends Rob and Joe and find out how their love lives are doing. Joe, how's everything going with you? Are you,
you missed it briefly when you're on the call with Comcast. Joe said he's still with his younger girlfriend, 21 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob said he's still not engaged, so he got that right out.
But Rob and his girl, they got a house. They got a house.
Oh, you bought a house?
We have a house.
Columbia?
Beautiful Columbia, Maryland.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. That's
pretty
practically
adult, right?
That's practically it's a done deal. Without walking down the aisle, you can't get any closer than that.
You're
That's
right.
fantastic.
Right. Both names
how much,
on the mortgage.
How much did
I'm
sorry.
No.
What?
I asked if both names are on the mortgage.
No, I mean,
you can't have his credit.
If I was
involved.
On the mortgage, we'd have an apartment that we were renting.
How much did she have to pony up to put down?
All of it.
You don't have to answer that.
I mean, what's 100% of the number?
okay. All right. So she.
I mean, I pay half of the bill. After yeah. you know, after
utilities or the mortgage,
everything.
Oh, so you really? You pull your fair share.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
How long have we had the house, Rob?
Just a month. We moved in January 4th.
Congratulations!
That's
do you have very cool?
Do you have your own like man cave? Do you have your own spot?
We have an unfinished basement. We have two family areas on the main floor. We've got four bedrooms. I mean, no, it's I bought
so
a,
no, you don't. You
I
don't.
Bought a 60-inch TV.
Splurge.
Did you get her permission to buy that?
I did. I had to buy it. Because she bought the house. I bought the TV. Yes. It's a fair deal.
What, did she pay for half of it? Because that seems to be the deal.
No, she paid for all the house. I paid for all the TV.
I think that's nice.
Yeah, all right, here's a 1960s question. So, Columbia,
we sleep in the same room.
A bedroom community between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore,
yes.
And a Kahlua and cream relationship here. The neighborhood that you moved into, how would you describe the demographics of the neighborhood you moved into?
We actually
Are they Rob's people, or are they your betrothed?
What about my people?
Yeah. No.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Or is it diverse?
Your people are everywhere. Your people are everywhere.
We do have our neighbors directly to our left, who Lori, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out later, because her husband, she's white, is a black man.
Ooh.
And I feel like she saw us and was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Strength in numbers.
The inverse.
Yes. Yeah. And then everyone else is white.
Everyone else
so
is
her
white.
Name is Lori, and she said, and please, I'd love you to meet my husband.
How dare you?
The prince.
He's got his own money.
Every morning, holding the lion up. It just takes
she can
forever.
Just talk to me like, finally, someone that gets my pain.
That understands this relationship.
But overall, so it is it's an eclectic neighborhood. Is that the point?
No, it's a great neighborhood. We actually got an awesome deal. It's a really good neighborhood. It's a beautiful house. So
well, you got a great deal.
Yeah.
Somebody bought you a house.
Yeah,
yes, that's a great deal.
I know. So if I marry her, I'm now a homeowner.
Pretty tasty.
Pretty good
what is
deal.
What is the best part about the neighborhood? Or have you had a house in your adult life? Have you
no,
been a homeowner?
I've rarely had a car in my adult life.
That's right. He used to really? Sponge off Todd Moore, and now he sponges off his girlfriend.
I had Todd's house. I had a man named Todd's house.
You are, and I think we came to this conclusion last time you guys were on. You're the one on scholarship. Well, on scholarship,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Mm. I believe the line was the seventh year sophomore.
Rob Salmon, honey, I bought a 60-inch TV.
Yeah.
Dynamo.
Oh, God.
This is great. Life is good. It sounds fantastic. And Joe, this is a pretty lengthy time of a relationship.
2 years,
for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
We actually just moved in together as well.
Oh, whoa.
But we are renting. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Well,
let me tell
commit.
You this, with your 21-year age difference, I can offer some insight on this. You'll find that with every 10 years that passes, you'll find a little more in common. But you have to wait.
We'll get there.
You have to wait a decade. That's the way that goes, you know?
Baby steps,
but
right?
You'll enjoy it. Oh, that's great. Well, everybody's happy. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Except for Pony.
Except for Pony. Yes. Some things never change. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need. Come on.
By now, you are more than familiar with all the guys at TMOS. Your host, Mike O'Mara.
We won't get any older and we won't ever die.
Audio mastermind, Rob Spiewak.
Es lebe die Nationalsozialistische Bewegung! Es lebe Deutschland!
And our favorite Bolivian, Oscar Santana. But are you aware that each week our boys do an extra show just for you, the dedicated listener?
Oh, you can't say that.
I don't give a I know I'm losing and I want everybody to know.
Playing the rules.
I don't care about the f***ing rules.
All you need to do is go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on TMOS bonus packages. If you can't figure it out from there, well, perhaps you don't get it.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. It's cold outside. No better time to put your warm and cozy kitchen to good use, and Blue Apron friends will make it easy for you. Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money. My God, yes, if we save money with Blue Apron. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Check out Carla's Facebook page. She puts a lot of great pictures and videos of
great video.
Her delicious Blue Apron meals. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like spiced salmon with black rice, avocado, and blood orange salad. Mm. The thing I love about Blue Apron, you get these delicious meals that you would never cook for yourself. Mushroom and cabbage dumplings with sautéed garlic. Tatsoi? Did I get that right?
Tatsoi. It's a green. It's like a mustard green. It's delicious.
See, you know better than I do. This is good. You'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before, just like that. All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Tasty and good for you. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
News.
If you haven't made any plans for Valentine's Day yet, my friends, well, you're actually pretty normal. Valentine's Day procrastination is way more common than you think. According to a new survey, 30% of people in relationships haven't made any plans yet. That means no dinner reservations, no gift, no nothing. Show of hands, Rob, Oscar.
Well, I haven't done anything.
Joe, Rob, you know, what's the...
We got a gig. So
yeah, we have
out.
A murder mystery that day. Yeah. So
we're I'm working. Also on...
Well, that's not going to prevent you from getting a gift, boys, for God's sake.
You can get a gift, but on Sunday, I'd forgotten that it's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And we're also, I'm doing the Patrons Art Show MC gig. Where I go and do the auction.
Oh, get out the clown shoes.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Oh, I know. I know you love that.
Yeah, well, you know, this time it'll be better because I'm doing the entire show, so I get to just mosey on through and make it as fast and painless as possible. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. This is O'Mara already received her dishwasher,
yes.
So life is good in our home.
Well, dishwasher.
Dishwasher and factory second golf shoes. This might be her best Valentine's Day ever.
I think I stand by what I have. Even though when I got her the golf shoes, she went, no. That was the response. No. Yes, but then the dishwasher came, and that's good. And then I won the football pool.
Attaboy. What brand dishwasher?
The branded dishwasher is I don't know. Thank you for asking.
Right.
Last year, you know, Rob, every now and then we've worked together for a long time, but that I forgot the fact that you came into my life when you stalked us on the old Don and Mike show. Sometimes you ask a question like that, and I completely remember that.
What brand is it?
Where was it? An odd question.
What's the serial
care.
Number?
No,
thank
no,
you.
I
was
I
it? It was an odd question.
I like louder.
I like appliances. I'm just curious.
Okay.
We just got a Whirlpool, if you're interested.
That's an excellent brand.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
We're
thank you for
that's
buying
it.
American.
That's what we got. That's what we got. Got a Whirlpool.
What's
it?
What's
excellent. Let me go home and masturbate.
Yeah. Kind of what it felt like. Last year, plus-size model Ashley Graham was in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue,
oh, yeah.
But only in an ad for the company Swimsuits for All. This year, SI is actually featuring her in the issue as part of their rookie class. In a very sexy Instagram post, she says, quote, "This is a dream come." No, this is. Yeah. I'm sorry. That wasn't nice.
Yeah,
this is a dream come true. This is a dream come true. Thanks to everyone who stood up for curves. Our voices were heard, and together we can help me win Rookie of the Year. Yeah! All right, so good for her. At first, Red Lobster didn't seem to know how to respond to the explicit shout-out they got in Beyonce's new single, Formation, where she says she takes her man there if he gives it to her good.
Do you want to hear the clip? I actually have
yeah.
it. Okay, here's the new Beyonce
good.
Record, and perhaps you didn't hear it because of CBS's audio at the Super Bowl, but here it is. When he F's me good, I take him to a Red Lobster.
Cheddar biscuits.
Well, they aren't complaining. Red Lobster says sales were up 33% on Sunday over last year's Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
A lot of good effort going on.
100 million plus people watching.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? The power of media. Wow.
I saw with the dancing and the whole Black Panther thing, and people were acting like that was a controversy. So I assumed the song had some sort of like political, vibe
it's
or
mostly
angle.
About seafood.
And
I think
it's about if it's good sex, you get some lobster week.
Yeah,
nothing political at all. I mean,
but at that point, maybe the last thing.
Rob,
he wants
let me ask you a question.
Fish.
You sleep till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes I'm curious
to.
About that. You know, it's just that was.
Can you guys keep it down?
It sounds like the Super Bowl was Sunday when the whole Beyonce controversy came down on Monday, and then Rob woke up like Wednesday at noon. And you're going. Was there some Black Panther thing going on?
Hey, looked at the lyrics because I saw this. I was like, well, I got to read the lyrics to this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for something that's like actual substance, some sort of point of view that people will get upset about. And no, it's Red Lobster and sex.
It's, he is right about
He's
that.
Right.
The fact is, much more controversy based on the look of the dancers than the actual content of the music, right? Isn't that what they're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, very true.
Two guys from Buffalo, New York have been walking across the country for the past 9 months to lose weight. And they both weighed well over 300 pounds when they started. Their names are Jason Rogers and Chris Cook, and they're both in their 30s. Jason was up to 478 pounds in 2014. He needed to lose weight before he could have gastric bypass surgery, so he started walking around his neighborhood with Chris, who weighed in at about 340 pounds. And Jason said, what if he skipped the surgery and the two of them walked 2,700 miles from Buffalo to LA instead? Everyone thought it was a crazy idea, except Chris's brother Joe, who said he'd go with him. He only weighed in at about 200 pounds, but he was out of work and sick of playing video games all day. So the three of them started out on May 17th last year, walked 20 miles a day, and just crossed into Arizona this week. Jason managed to lose about 100 pounds before they left without having bypass surgery, and he's dropped another 68 pounds along the way, so he is down to 310 pounds. Chris has lost 39 pounds. He's down to about 300. They should make it to L.A. by early April.
They should get motorcycles like those guys in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, the pair of them on the motorcycles? Yeah, I think their ultimate destination, Mike, they had to choose a stopping point. They're going to Culver's.
I'm thinking maybe a show promotion.
Oh.
Where Rob Spiewak walks from D.C. to Bethesda.
Really?
He'll to never Georgetown.
Make it. he will never make it.
Let's make it on a weekend.
Okay.
Now remember the donut run that you had in your news a couple weeks ago?
The guy passed, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen to Rob.
Don't want to kill him.
Do
you? It would just be walking. It would be
walking.
It
doesn't matter. That's what we think. Right. What does his heart think?
You will get a ratings bump for the first week.
Exactly.
It would be
a well-attended funeral.
Yeah, then you could come back. it's rare that I say something good about award shows, but the Oscars will be doing something different this year. I really do think this is brilliant. Nominees were required to submit a list of people they'd like to thank if they win. And those names will scroll across the bottom of the screen during each winner's acceptance speech so they don't have to spend all night thanking everyone. Isn't that great? I think it's wonderful. It's a good idea.
If it works, but you know what? Actors are stupid. They're going to forget and they're going to say it anyway.
They're going to say the names, but we'll see. Don't be surprised if some of the nominees do that. But if they get it and they pull it off and we don't have to sit there, and I want to thank Myron from, I hope that works. So we'll see.
Yeah, but if they don't do that, we have to hear their political view. I mean, they don't have the other stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
I'll take the political over the thanking the agents and publicists.
People
I'll take that any
of.
Day of the week.
Yeah. Are they going to be funny? Like, I want to thank this girl in sixth grade that rejected me.
The scroll. What if the scroll is that? That would be entertaining.
Yeah, like
that
if
would
it's
be
not
creative.
The names. Yeah, that, yeah.
That would be creative.
Smart man.
That's where the aforementioned dumb actor thing. You'll never see that. Now a little something. The story that was sent to me by so many of you concerned citizens, and I get a lot of them. 24-year-old Joshua James went to a Wendy's drive-thru in Loxahatchee, Florida at around 1:20 a.m. back on October 11th. For some reason, the story only came out now. When the woman inside opened the window to give him his drink, Joshua threw a live 3-foot alligator inside. Yeah. Apparently, he'd found it on the side of the road on his way to Wendy's and picked it up. His parents eventually told the cops it was a prank because he was friends with one of the employees.
That's a good prank.
Used to be
cops didn't care. They didn't care if it was a prank or not. He was charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and he was arrested earlier this week. No one was hurt by the gator. That's good news. In the Wendy's, some wildlife officials wound up releasing it into a canal. That is after they gave it a frosty and a double with cheese. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now the weather is coming. No, I'm sorry. That was a TV thing. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here with Rob Spiewak.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we teach you about words that sound pretty but mean disgusting things.
You mean like odium?
Odium. Perfect example.
Where do you find out?
Also on this week's episode, a listener sends us a What Were They Thinking? And highlights from the presidential debates. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a T-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Valentine's Day this Sunday, you better
hurry.
There is only one surefire way to win Valentine's Day. You have to win her heart all over again. We just did a poll in the room. All these boys need to get on their, the computers and get the Sherry's Berries out to their ladies. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. And only for our listeners, be a big shot and double the berries for only $10 more. I'm calling people that celebrate our fine sponsors like Sherry's Berries. Let me know if you sent your special someone Sherry's Berries, and I'll call and say Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Doppel the berries for $10. Wow. Simply click on the microphone and use our code TMOS. How about that, Mr. Big Shot? Massive, juicy strawberries dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. Spectacular. We love them. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99, or doppel the berries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. But you must order today. Time is running out. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault. How about we turn it up? There we go. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
It's closed now. You need to open. Thank you very much.
There we go.
We talked about it in the front of the show. Now,
No.
That heating bill is going to be real high this month.
Wear out the hinges. I think it's closed. Could you open it for me?
Nope.
Well, I got no audio for you.
All right. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about this.
Won't you please open the vault? I have so many good things to play.
Don't be a dick.
Thank you. We talked about at the front of the show how your Trump impression was based for years on the fact that he talks like a third grader.
Yes.
We heard some of it last night when he was accepting his victory speech in New Hampshire.
We are going to start winning again, and we're going to win so much. You are going to be so happy. We are going to make America so great again.
He sounds like a car dealer, doesn't he?
Or he's, and look, you're probably going to have to bleep this, right?
All right, okay.
He sounds like a bad adult film star. I'm going to come so much that you're going to be so happy. That's a line you would hear in a bad porn film.
To me, like that's a good 70s adult film star. I like that. I like the straightforward.
He outdid himself, and I don't know what happened. He was in studio on the Today Show this morning. He was in studio, not on the phone. Ugh. And they asked him about his tax returns, and he answered it like it was you being him.
Real quickly, when are you going to release your tax returns?
Probably over the next few months. They're being worked on right now.
What's the holdup?
They're very, well, they're very big tax returns.
They're very big.
They're very big.
They're very big. The pages are actually bigger than the average tax return.
Like a Price is Right check that you would win on the blank check game.
By the way, is there not a legal requirement for that? So he's got to do that.
Yeah,
right?
He has to. Yeah, for sure.
He's got to. So I'd like to know, is there a deadline? Is it over the next few months?
I want to kill him for this, but everybody forever, even Hillary forever, drag her feet. Yeah. So
yeah.
Even
I look forward to hearing
that. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
He then went on to talk about how he fights taxes as a businessman.
I hate taxes. I hate how the government spends my money.
He laid it out. He said people will be surprised how little taxes he pays.
Another well
that's great.
Thought out
keep
thing.
Voting for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Yay. There you go, Donald.
As I was flipping around last night, MSNBC has an analyst named Chris Hayes, a reporter named Chris Hayes. I wonder if he was hungry when he was reporting on the finals last night.
You see that play out in different ways in both Trump's particularly closing message and railing against pharmaceutical companies and the like, and Bernie Sanders' message from the beginning.
Bernie Sandwiches.
He does look hungry at all times.
I've been working here 15 hours straight and I need food. Please help me.
Bernie Sanders.
You get two pieces of bread and you take someone else's turkey.
Get the turkey from the other guy. Right? Julie Bowen, the hot mom who is painfully skinny now for Modern Family. She was on Ellen this week and she was talking about going to Sofia Vergara's wedding. And apparently Sofia Vergara's wedding was a destination wedding that was over an entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they did something at the wedding that I thought was very thoughtful and nice for all the people that were drinking for 3 days straight.
They had a little ambulance truck with an IV station where you could go get IV hydration. I thought somebody had a heart attack or there was an event because there's this first aid truck set up outside of the pool area where all the bungalows are, and there are people sipping espresso getting IV rehydration.
Mike needs that with jerky.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's nothing you can do in 3 days that can't be undone by some IV rehydration.
So true.
Wow.
Great
idea for Rich.
Yeah, can you imagine? You wake up hungover and you get an IV? I would love it.
Let's do it again.
I pulled these next pieces of tape because I knew we had our comedian friends, Rob and Joe, in studio. You know how you see in like People magazine who wore it better?
Right. Yes, two people absolutely. The same side by side.
Yeah, today it's who tells the joke better.
Ooh.
Okay, because this is from last night's late night talk shows.
Okay.
First, here's Jimmy Kimmel on who tells it better.
There's quite a bit of snow in New Hampshire, but the candidates, they didn't let that get them down. Jeb Bush and John Kasich had fun. Here's Jeb throwing snowballs. Here's Kasich throwing snowballs. Those snowballs they're throwing, those are the ones that don't have a chance in hell in this election.
All right, that was Kimmel. Mm-hmm. Now, who tells it better? Here's Seth Meyers.
Jeb Bush was caught on video yesterday throwing a snowball at an NBC reporter in New Hampshire, though Jeb says the snowball was just meant to represent his chances of winning.
Kimmel. Seth Myers.
Kimmel, what do you think?
Oh, see, I think it's
Seth Myers.
I think Seth Myers.
What did you like? You guys are professionals. Yeah. What did you like about
it? I like that the Seth obviously sounds like a joke.
Yes.
I don't like the deliberateness of
that's
his
true.
Delivery.
That's true. Oh, it's wow. more organic with Jimmy Kimmel. That's true.
Okay. Seth sounded like the Weekend Update.
Yes.
Stick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an old familiar blanket. So that's why I enjoyed the Seth Myers version of it. But
interesting.
That, you know, it was you know, it's a good line.
I like it.
Jeb is just so sad because you know,
that,
I sounded like Trump. I just sounded like Trump, inadvertently. Jeb is just so sad. He's so sad. He just, you know, he's not going to win, and his mother comes out with him, and he's sad and
what
big
about
in
his
Texas.
What about his energy level?
His energy level, he doesn't have any. He doesn't have any energy. He doesn't really try. It's very, and we're going to go to South Carolina and be big and strong and good.
And your tax returns?
My tax returns, it's going to take several months because they're so big. You know, that goes without saying that they're so big.
When I saw this bouncing around YouTube, I had to grab it, put it on our YouTube channel. And Mike, it's all for you. You're going to love this. Two drunk guys in Ireland moving a sofa, yelling at each other. They've got it on a dolly and they're just pushing it down the street. You really need to see it, but I want you to hear some of the audio.
Hup, 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 hup. Come on, you bastard. Hold on!
Right. What was this, 1930?
That's the guy that cuts Mike's hair.
That is! And you can hire him too, Mike, if you need him. They're only $25 an hour.
We're a kind people.
They are. That is your magic audio voice. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, everybody. Time for us to say bye. Rob and Joe, thank you so much for joining
us
on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Our show today was brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest. Most of your problems start with your mind, whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness. They all begin in your head. And then they slowly wreck your life. I'm reading a lot about meditation. And guided meditation with the new Headspace app is something that I think can improve your life. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like a gym membership for your mind. It's guided meditations that you listen to. I've done this whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Meditation rooted in thousands of years of tradition. Join over 5 million users who already get some headspace for free, and you can do that right now, and you will be amazed at how relaxed and how easy your life becomes if you just take a little time to do this. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program, a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some headspace today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying, see you next time, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
See you guys.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.